If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll free. 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com. Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate for those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad spectrum immune boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Call Apothecary Herbs toll free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com. That's 866-229-3663, or thepowerherbs.com.
As we age, there can be many reasons why we feel tired, have memory issues, gain weight, struggle with stress, or feel depressed. These symptoms can be indicators that the adrenal glands that sit on top of your kidneys need metabolic strengthening. There are herbs known to improve adrenal gland function, circulation, blood pressure, skin, muscle, and bone strength. Why suffer with weakness when you can use gland-strengthening medicinal herbs? Empower yourself with the organic balance chemistry in the adrenal gland formula. You will remove the risk of megadoses and offer specific nutrition the body needs. Call Apothecary Herbs now for their adrenal gland formula, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. That's Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. Because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs.
Apothecary Herbs announces a brand new formula to help balance blood pressure from head to foot, strengthen your heart muscle, and reduce cholesterol. Now you have a professional strength alternative that works all without fear or worry of serious side effects. Empower yourself. Become independent from the expensive drugs. Call Apothecary Herbs and ask for heart, blood pressure, and cholesterol formula toll-free. 866-229-3663. Or online at thepowerherbs.com. Heart, blood pressure, and cholesterol formula is just $24.95 and comes with a money-back guarantee. So get a pencil and write this down. Apothecary Herbs, toll-free, 866-229-3663, or on the web at thepowerherbs.com. Job stress, financial obligations, or relationship problems have you feeling stressed out? When life is too much to handle, use Apothecary Herbs' emotional stress formula. Feel calm and more in control with herbs especially combined to provide the organic nutrition your system needs to help you cope. Complete instructions for maximum benefit and a money-back guarantee. You've waited long enough. Call Apothecary Herbs now. Toll free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
One, two, three. to Herb Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day. Here on Herb Talk, it's all about empowerment. That's what magical engineer Frank and I are going to do, empower you. Right, Frank? Absolutely. Thanks for joining us here on the American Voice Radio Network. We're all ready. I have a stack of stuff. We're going to be talking about a little bit about trying to understand the mechanisms, if you will, a little bit of the medical terminology behind your COVID vaccines. I know. We've covered COVID at nausea. I know. But this is kind of important knowledge so that, you know, you'll have some sort of inkling. If your doctors start talking to you about the vaccine, you may have some understanding there. We're going to be talking about this nanoparticle part of your vaccine, which people really don't know what that is, doesn't know how it works. So we're going to kind of tap onto some of the highlights of it, not go too into depth and bore you to tears, but we're going to try to shed some light on that. And we do have a quack report, but before we get to all that great stuff, big salute and semper fi to righteous men and women in uniform, and as always, hitting the knees, seeking the Lord's face, minding the time, because it grows short, and today's devotional, because God gets all the credit every day, all the time. We're told here in Hebrews 4 to go boldly unto the throne of grace, that you may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Boy, if this is not a time of need, I don't know what is. So in Psalms 57, evening and morning and at noon I pray and cry aloud that he shall hear my voice. And Proverbs 15, the sacrifice of the wicked is an abomination to the Lord, but the prayer of the upright is his delight. So let's all be his delight, shall we? Let's all in unison pray, because prayer has power. If the church just understood that, they would be so empowered and strong, and we wouldn't be in the pickle we're in. But the fallen away of the church is what we have. So mind the time, it grows short. Follow Lord Jesus Christ, because that is the way. And without further ado, let's do the quack report. Thanks, Frank. Okay, let's see. There's a survey. 44% of older millennials already have chronic health conditions. So as millennials begin to age, turn 40 this year, there was a middle-aged millennial series looking at this generation. They're growing up into adulthood, and they wanted to see how they're doing with, you know, supposedly our Great Recession, the COVID pandemic, the stagnant wages and the rising cost of living kind of thing. Yeah, 40, Frank, I know, right? Well, hey, we were there once. So about 44% of older millennials born between 81 and 88 say they're having issues, health issues. Some of them have been diagnosed with at least one chronic health condition, according to this survey conducted by the Harris Poll. Let's see, 4,000 U.S. adults were surveyed, 830 of whom were between the ages of 33 and 40. So I believe that. I do, because, you know, I'm kind of talking with a lot of these people, and they're kind of young, but they're having some issues, and they don't typically trust medicine, so they're calling and see what they can do. Let's see. Here's a news brief from, you know, Dr. Joseph Mercola. He's kind of, you know, a renowned doctor that likes to teach people how to take care of themselves in healthy ways. He's got a lot of great articles that he has posted on his website, but here lately, he's had to take down, posts or articles or deleted them, regarding people using vitamin D, zinc, and COVID. Vitamin D and zinc to protect themselves from COVID. So apparently Dr. Mercola has been teaching too many people to naturally support their healthy immune systems with vitamin D, zinc, and other natural remedies. And of course, you know, a lot of this has been scientifically proven to add to your well-being. So there's nothing deceptive there. Apparently, he got some backlash from the establishment, and he decided, based on, from what I understand, can't really confirm, but he had some serious threats, so he has taken that stuff down. Well, that's how you know you're on target, isn't it, when you get threatened. I like that. Last but not least in the quacker here, COVID vaccinations are showing to slow down in the U.S., but the supply of the vaccine is outstripping demand. So if I understand this correctly on this brief report, the people in the nursing homes, the first responders, the people in healthcare, they all got their frontline vaccine already. But now it's the people, and also the people that wanted it, you know, they went and got it. But now it's the people that are just waiting to see if they have to get it, and they don't want to get it. So right now they got more vaccines than people want. And here is a quote. This is from Dr. Jennifer Cates. She's a senior vice president with the nonprofit health policy group at Kaiser Family Foundation. She says, "We feel like we're getting to the point where the people that are left are very hard to reach and need assistance and more education, or those that are resistant and really don't want it." She also added that the pent-up demand is being met. So nation slowdown for the vaccine. 13% of the respondents said they would definitely not get the vaccine, and another 7% said they would only get it if they were made to do so under strenuous means, I guess mandatory or otherwise. There you go. Yeah, Frank. It's just, we live in interesting times. It's just, I don't think I've ever seen the like. I don't think anybody has. And you know what? I don't think it's, I hate to be that way, but you know, it's, the Bible says it'll be as the days of Noah before the flood. So we got some stuff to go through. And, just, you know, keep your chin up. Keep praying. God's here to protect us. So he's on his throne and he's in charge and he gets to say what happens. And that's that. And actually, there is one person in the Bible, at least one that I can think of, that strongly understood that. And that was who? Right? Job. He understood that. God giveth and God taketh away. He's the man. He's in control. And with all that, that wraps the quack report. Thanks, Frank. Okay, well, we're going to be talking about our a little bit more understanding about the mRNA, the mRNA vaccine for the COVID, with your nanoparticles in there. So, what you have are lipid nanoparticles in your vaccines. So, recently, you know, we've been hearing a lot of testimonies from scientists and physicians that the COVID vaccine has nanolipid particles, and it also is listed as hydrogel. So the leaking information, if you will, on the COVID vaccine, you know, kind of gets more bizarre by the week on it. And the average person, you know, reading this stuff really doesn't have a clue what all this means. So we're going to take a look and see if we can put this into a little bit of a perspective that the average person may understand. So let's look at this new vaccine and the technology behind it. So the mRNA vaccines is really a new technology in which there are proteins in your vaccine replacing the old therapy in treating disease. So the delivery method of the treatment is different. So a lipid-like substance or a lipoid form, they put it into a nanoparticle. They call them LNPs, so lipid nanoparticles, LNPs. And supposedly these deliver various nucleic acids. And so nucleic acids are really macromolecules that are found in all your cells, and they're found also in viruses. So the function is to, of these nucleic acid, the function, their function is to store genetic information or DNA. And this helps cells make certain proteins and function. So the nanoparticles are synthetics, made from an ionized polymer material. So it's a molecule with a negative or a positive charge to it. You know that, right, Frank? Ionized? So, and these tend to mimic the lipid membranes in the cells. So nanoparticles have a hydrated layer to improve their protein absorption. So the process was designed initially for a single cell gene disease to correct the defect. However, this process is being used in many areas of science and in medicine, such as cell reprogramming with your mRNA. And the cell reprogramming takes control over how your cells are regulated in expressing or communicating, called transcription. Here's a quote from CD Bio Particles. They say lipid nanoparticles bearing a permanent positive charge are more toxic and less efficient. So let's look at the vaccine gene immune therapy treatment then. That's what we're getting. So how the mRNA is working in your COVID vaccine is that the mRNA encodes one transcripts an immune system response, basically. So that's the target. It has target cells within the immune system. So it can target any cell, even your own antibodies. So the real concern is that this type of technology is going to replace our everyday prescription drugs, and most treatments will become injected forms. So the main target, though, of your mRNA vaccines are your antigen-presenting cells, or your APC cells, and your dendritic cells, and these are all your immune system cells. So your antigen-presenting cells and your dendritic cells are part of your immune system cells. So the antigen-presenting cells are key to your immune system because they help control the normal immune system response. They, you know, help your killer T cell antibodies to recognize the invading threat or the pathogen or disease. Now, if this response is rewritten or controlled another way, it can spell complete disaster and cause serious injury and even death. So your dendritic cells, also part of your immune system, are also called antigen-presenting cells of the immune system. So their main function is to process antigen material and deliver it to your killer T cells on the surface of the cell. So in other words, your dendritic cells are essentially messenger cells delivering important information about the invading pathogen to the immune system antibodies. So it also helps the immune system to adapt previously stored antibodies to fit to a new pathogen. So they can use an old antibody and kind of adapt it in such a way that it fits the new infectious disease. Now, if this function is rewritten, your dendritic cells, if they're rewritten, it will cause confusion within the immune system and it will basically can cause diseases like autoimmune disease. So the mRNA serums can be coded to perform any task with the target of different receptors, lictines, and other antigen capturing a different presentation and function. So different protein targets can change the outcome of the treatment. So different serums and different lot numbers can be used to test these outcomes. For instance, some outcomes may involve the nervous system, while others could include the cardiovascular system. So this could explain, possibly, why some people are having strokes or heart attacks and some people are having nervous system-type diseases. Think about it. Just think about that. The biggest experiment ever. And I got to tell you, the new adjuvants are also in these mRNAs. Now, the lipid nanoparticles, your LNPs, we just mentioned those earlier, they're also being used as the new adjuvants to hyperdrive the immune system into, I think, extinction. So here is what one report stated about using the lipid nanoparticles in this way. They said LNPs induce a strong prion inflammatory response with Th1 type cytokines. Most adjuvants are really protein LNPs. So psychotine, psychotine storm, you know, where the immune system just goes haywire and starts attacking the body, an autoimmune disease. Well, that's what they're doing. So where science says it tries to avoid an immune system psychotine storm, they're actually really causing it. So applications are already submitted for approval for mRNA vaccines with LNPs for cancer immunotherapy, imaging and tracking purposes, and also biometric data collection. So, and we're told that these types of experiments will be conducted on humans throughout 2021. Wow. So, so that's why the push for the, COVID vaccine on everybody, to push it onto everybody. It's a big experiment. And they want to get a lot of biometric data on you. So. But you know, herbs have power. I think they have more power because God made them and God put a promise upon them. God can't lie. So more people are looking for the healthier, safer option to protect themselves. And, that leaves your vitamins, your minerals, herbs, spices, you know, organic foods. Now, remember now, U.S. National Library of Medicine Institute of Health in 2019 published a report where they notice that if you have zinc, adequate zinc, your immune system will use that. Your healthy natural immune system uses zinc to create a protein protective barrier on your cells so that your COVID virus can't penetrate the cells to replicate in. So they knew since 2019, hey, zinc protects you from COVID. Yeah. Something as simple as that. So if you're looking for a really high concentration of a natural whole food zinc, I like whole foods. The chemistry's better. The body's able to use it better because certain minerals have to have other paired mineral and nutritional elements with it so the body can uptake and use it. So when you look at food sources with zinc, it'll have that. So I like to use astragalus root because it is high in a zinc profile. And that's what my family and I are using. If you can't get astragalus, echinacea has a high zinc profile as well. Not as high as astragalus, but still good. So echinacea root is a good one too. But the thing with echinacea is you have to take a break after 3 weeks. You have to can't use it every day like a multivitamin indefinitely. You have to take a week off and then go back on it if you want to. But astragalus, you can use it all the time. So go to the folks at Apothecary Herbs, their powerherbs.com website. They have all those herbs there. They under immune support. Astragalus is there. Several echinacea formulas are there. They have a pandemic kit if you want that. So they got lots of cardio support formulas, metabolic stuff, organ cleansing. So you have tools and knowledge with those folks. They will educate you on how to use your tools. The powerherbs.com is the web address, or give them a call at 866-229-3663. Ask for their free catalog. You can also order it off their website, the catalog, or call, and they'll send one to you. 866-229-3663. If you're outside the U.S., 828-469-5972, 828-469-5972. If you're outside the U.S., just dial that number. They are having a bit of a sale. It's their Herbal Detective sale. You can go on their website and learn more about it there. You can get your Herbal Detective certificate, which is always fun, and see what your mystery discount is. It's a little bit of an interactive. It's always fun to have stuff like that. And save thepowerherbs.com. Now, if you don't have the internet, don't worry. Just tell them over the phone when you order, hey, I heard about your detective sale, a special Herbal Detective mystery coupon. Can I get one? And yeah, they'll give you one. Thepowerherbs.com, so always great. And if you're on their website, do sign up for their newsletters, which are a big hit. Their American Survival and their Health Quest newsletters, they're absolutely free. And they go out each week. So you can glean lots of healthy information and financial information from those newsletters. And best thing is they're free. So you have to have email to get them. So they're not mailed through the regular mail, but you can get it if you have email. So just go to thepowerherbs.com, click on books and newsletters, and just sign up there for free. Also, a lot of people have said that they've requested catalogs and they haven't gotten them. This is a problem with the U.S. mail. Such a problem that the folks at Apothecary Herbs have opened a Consumers Affairs investigation into the matter. I know one instance where a guy in Bronx, New York, they sent him three catalogs. They kept coming back with the stickers on why they couldn't deliver, all different reasons, right? So then they sent him one in a FedEx envelope. It gets delivered right away. So FedEx can get it delivered, but U.S. Mail can't. So something about Bronx, New York, they can't get any of those catalogs delivered to those folks out there. It's just unreal. And some of you have called and said, hey, I got my envelope, but it was empty. It was slid open and the catalog removed. We've had quite a few of those reports. And then in some instances, the catalogs just disappear and they never reach their destination and they never returned. So it's something to pray about because, you know, the devil's at work here. And it costs a good bit of money to send those catalogs out and to be discarded and destroyed and deliberately interfered with, I think. So everybody lifts up some prayer on that one, would you? And get that rectified. God can straighten that out in a skinny minute, right? Ah, oh, man, it's always something, isn't it, Frank? Always something. So thepowerherbs.com, give them a call, 866-229-3663 if you want a free product catalog. And there's something else I wanted to announce. And, yes, the Herbal Detective, I mentioned that. You can get your discount coupon several ways. You can go on their website. You can call. And also you can get your code and write it on your order form if you want to call in and get a code. And that way, I think the mystery discount's 25% off. I think that's what it is. So thepowerherbs.com. Don't delay. Get yours today. We got to take a little break. We'll be right back with more.
Pumping life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
Is your PSA count high? Half of all men over 50 have an enlarged prostate. You can shrink your prostate without harmful drugs or risky surgery. The secret to healing the prostate is to cleanse the prostate and the liver. Call Apothecary Herbs to ask about the Prostate Kit for a comprehensive way to heal and soothe your prostate. Educate yourself on how easy it can be to disinfect, cleanse, and restore your prostate gland. Call Apothecary Herbs for the Prostate Kit and successfully reduce swelling, inflammation, dissolve stones, and cleanse the blood to obtain the results you need. Money-back guarantee with every purchase. Call the experts in organ cleansing. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the Prostate Kit and empower yourself. Toll free 866-229-3663 or international callers 704-875-8010. That's toll free 866-229-3663 or visit the web at thepowerherbs.com.
"007, your assignment is to find out what herb secrets herbalist Wendy Wilson has on Herb Talk Live."
"22 million Americans manage sleep apnea instead of resolving it. Sleep apnea increases risk of heart disease, depression, and death.
New research from Rutgers University states the thyroid manufactures hormones used as neurotransmitters to regulate breathing during sleep. This suggests the thyroid gland needs balancing to address sleep apnea. So forget the CPAP machine. Call Apothecary Herbs for their sleep apnea herb formulas to remove cellular stress and feed the thyroid the nutrition it needs for better sleep. Call now to order 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663, or online at thepowerherbs.com. Thepowerherbs.com. Money back guarantee with our organic professional strength formulas, because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs.
I don't trust anyone wearing a mask. Robbers, cattle rustlers, or doctors. I listen to Herb Talk Live.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in an untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate in those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Or take your chances with the bad boys. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com.
Tonight. I don't know. Some people out there say that's 70s. What are you talking retro? That's not retro. Go back a couple of decades, right? You know, I have family members that loved the 50s and 60s music, so I grew up in a house listening to a lot of that. Big band even, you know? So the jitterbug music era, that kind of stuff. Oh, yeah. All right, World War II stuff. Well, let's talk about plant proteins a little bit. And this is going to go kind of hand in hand with your gene modification therapy with your COVID vaccines, because if vaccines can alter genes, what else can alter genes? And what power does that give you? Well, science has been testing plants and even your herbs by dissecting the chemicals in them, which tend to inhibit the power influence the power of your health. So they want more control over your health. And most, if not all, of your scientific studies are kind of structured in such a way to benefit your drug company, of course. So in the early 1900s, when petrochemical pharmaceutical drugs were first being made and marketed, they had trouble convincing physicians of that day to use them, because at the time the doctors were prescribing medicinal herbs. So the drug companies would advertised the drugs, did the same thing as the medicinal herbs did, but the doctors and the patients said, well, why do we need that when we already have the herbs? And they worked just fine. So this war between your drugs and your herbs began at that point. So with some underhanded tactics by Rockefeller and the founder of the AMA, who kind of eliminated your natural healing schools in the United States, and then doctors now are prescribing all your petrochemical type drugs. So there was this big shift. A big long story, don't have time for that, but what is science now discovering is, hey, natural healing doctors of long ago were right. That's what they're finding out. So we're going to take a look at this. So your plants have power. So in the ancient world, food spices and your medicinal herbs were used because they worked at sustaining all health. And today, scientists identify the chemical components of your herbs and their chemical action and how it tends to influence the body. Now, in February 2019, the University of California at Riverside found that plants have genes that fight infectious bacteria. And at some point in science, they're also going to discover that plants also fight your viruses, fungus, yeast, and even parasites. However, what we have learned is that science is really not content knowing food, spices, herbs have a lot of healing power just as they are without any help from science. But science wants to make some changes to them. So this research did get funded by the National Institute of Health and the National Science Foundation, along with the UCR Agricultural Experiment Cooperative Extension, and the research did get published in the February 2019 Journal of Nature Communications. So, you know, this is why your crops are under modification. According to the University of California, the research on plant gene mechanisms is to lead to modifying a lot of these plants and what science thinks will make them better. So this is going to be a step beyond genetically modifying gene plants in the future. So, you know, this is all, you know, pretty heady-minded of the scientists that, you know, God didn't know what he was doing. We can make it better. He wasn't finished. We'll finish it for him kind of thing. Here is a quote from Halengin, professor of microbiology at Plant Pathology, University of California, who says, "With our understanding of molecule mechanisms of regulation, we can modify or treat crops to induce their immune system responses against bacteria." So pretty arrogant, basically, is the attitude there. So let's look at the core protein issue. So much of your gene modification has to do with proteins. We've mentioned this before. Your RNA proteins. So the California researchers identified a core protein commonly found in a lot of species of plants. They think that when the plant protein encounters bacteria, a controlled process is released that they call post-translational modification. So your RNA molecules regulate this process and your gene expression. So what science is doing is mapping RNA gene expression interfaces is an important cellular mechanism that many living organisms rely on. And once they have the core protein, they can actually turn plant proteins on or off and highly influence the gene expression, and they call it gene slicing. So this is kind of what's going on with the COVID vaccine. Gene modification, proteins, influencing how your immune system works and how your body works. So the point of this research is they know how bacterial infections induce gene response and also within a plant, the plant's immunity. They also know if they silence the genes that it can push the protein too high and that the plant growth is stunted. So they know they can go the wrong way with it. They could also intend to modify the plants to, let's say, enhance crop yields, but then they run the risk of destroying entire crops when they do that. However, the scientists believe that, you know, other plant proteins are going to help regulate and control that protein problem, so it won't swing too far in one direction and get too out of hand and too high a protein response. So they intend to help these other genes along with translational modification to they're going to say, restore the balance, help the planet, and all that. So I personally wouldn't modify God's copyright. I think you're going to get unexpected chain reactions of really disruption and bad outcomes. Now, of course, the scientists are not too worried because, you know, whatever modification they make, they feel that they can be reversed. So DNA gene editing is not reversible. Scientists say RNA gene editing is reversible, so they're not too worried about it. Here is a quote from same professor of microbiology, plant pathology, University of California, Professor Halengin. He said, "If the plant protein associated with your RNA were to remain at such high levels after normal conditions are applied, it would be detrimental to plant growth." So they know, they're looking at the limits there. And I think, I personally think this COVID vaccine is a big test to see what the limits are. So immunity is the target. Like we pointed out with your COVID mRNA, they target the immune system function. And they're doing the same thing with plants. So, and that's what I've noticed, that the immune system of plants, animals, humans are the targets of science. And controlling immunity controls who or what lives or dies. So all living things have built-in defenses, and science is mapping the gene splicing triggers for all of it. Dr. Jin says, until this study, how plant proteins were controlled during pathogen attacks was unclear, and how the plant's immune system response was regulated by gene expression was largely a mystery. But our study is the first to map the regulating mechanisms within the RNA in plant immune system responses. End of quote. So here are the pitfalls to silencing RNA genes. Since 2004, science has discovered the power behind the RNA gene editing, and according to this U.S. National Library of Medicine Institute of Health study of May 2004, they say RNA interfaces are an ancient and natural immunity mechanism. RNA gene editing can be exploited to artificially inhibit the expression of any gene of interest. RNA gene manipulation directly affects the production and function of the cells, and RNA interface can be used to suppress gene expression for or against disease. Wouldn't they always be against disease? Shouldn't they always be against disease? Well, let's look at profiling your gene expression. So, April 2013, science is researching using drugs to influence your gene expression mechanism, and you may hear it referred to as personalized medicine. Yeah, personalized medicine. So here is a quote from the U.S. National Library of Medicine Institute of Health. They say successful employment of gene expression signatures in drug development depends on clinically identifying protein mechanisms. And they're dealing with that right now because they're going to make, you know, shots, serum shots, all your therapeutic treatments, cancer, heart disease, and so forth. They go on to say, in light of the breadth of diverse applications of gene expression in drug therapy and in clinical applications, research in various stages of drug development using high-level strategic maps of the fit-the-purpose application of gene expression, and we recognize this type of research using gene mechanism maps will advance rapidly. They go on to say there have been several studies employing gene expression using drug-induced technology, which can involve adverse reactions, and in some studies, nervous system neuropathy resulted. And isn't that what you're seeing with the COVID fallout? They say vaccination is one of the most effective methods for controlling antibody T-cell response, which is your immune system. Several reports have been published using gene expression profiling technology with regards to vaccines. Recent systems used in vaccinology show an approach describing using the genome-wide gene expression to influence a host of responses to the vaccine. A host of responses. Isn't that what you're seeing with the COVID vaccine? Some people have cardio issues, blood clots, strokes. Some people have neurological issues. Isn't that interesting? So the use, they go, of blood signature cells associated with essential B cells and T cells necessary for the human immune system to create antibodies were flagged as biomarkers. So they target the immune system. And by targeting the immune system, they can change gene expression. Lastly, they say gene expression profiling and emerging molecule profiling technology have become an integral part of drug development and even used in personalized care. So plant power, is it for you? I hope so. While medical science, you know, is looking for ways to exploit the genes of plants, including medicinal herbs, you have the power to tap into a whole food herb right now and reap the metabolic strengthening benefits God provided it. That's right. So I was talking to someone today, Frank, and I said, you know, from Genesis to Revelation, God says herbs are here for the service of man and the healing of the nations. God even says they're convenient for you. He gave them to you, all the green herb of the field, all the leaves and the plants of the trees for healing power. They're convenient and they're strong. They're meat. They have lots of chemical powers in them. They're mineral rich, protein rich, enzyme rich. And this is what the body needs to fight assaults of every kind. So you have that divine promise from the Creator that His herbs will strengthen and heal the body. So the folks at Apothecary Herbs live on that and they stand on that promise. And they have professional strength, cold pressed, naturally aged formulas, certified organic, and they're professional strength. So this is what a practitioner would provide you. So you can buy direct from them. You can go to their website, thepowerherbs.com. Thepowerherbs.com. I love that. It's like taking the power back, you know. And you can give them a call. If you don't have the internet, give them a call. 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. Thepowerherbs.com. And that's where your healthcare options just became endless. It's you, God, and the plants He gave you. It's a winning combo. It's got supernatural promise all over it. And every day, all the time, amen, God spoke it, it's done. So thepowerherbs.com. Sign up for their newsletters if you get a chance. If you've got email, you can get them in your email and be empowered each and every day. Share them with friends and family and be empowered. All right, so we got a few minutes, and I thought we'd talk about, since we've been kind of on the topic of some of the fallout from the COVID, you know, cardiovascular and stuff, I thought we'd talk about some blood vessel information here. A lot of people on a lot of medications for cardio, a lot of them not happy at all, and a lot of side effects come along with those types of medicines. And if you have internet availability, smartphone, computer, neighbor, relative, you can type in the prescription and then the word side effect. And a lot of times you go to WebMD and they list the rare as well as the common side effects. And you can look at the medication. A lot of times the side effects are worse than your problem. So do your due diligence and investigate. If you just don't have internet, period, your library or your bookstore should have a physician's desk reference. And it's called a PDR, physician's desk reference. And you can look up your drugs in there. And these are kind of published based on everything the drug company has on the drug as far as side effects. So you can look them all up there. So that's an amazing option for you as well. But let's talk about your blood vessels, because medical science does prescribe a lot of vasodilator drugs to patients. And it's kind of a chemical type of drug to help widen blood vessels and increase blood flow, improve your blood pressure. So patients with high blood pressure may not know that the medication they're on can affect, let's say, their adrenal glands. So vasodilator drugs often are prescribed with other heart medicines, and they don't even know they're on them. There are lots of types of vasodilators, nitroglycerin, minoxidil, also known as Rogaine, was definitely designed as a heart vasodilator, but it failed miserably as a heart drug, so they made it into, you know, stop your hair from falling out, Rogaine product. Patients may not discern between high blood pressure medicines like calcium channel blockers or diuretics or even the vasodilators. So now, a lot of them work to try to address the hypertension, but they all work differently. Also important to know is that people trying to reverse their hair loss are using products under various names that control something else, the minoxidil. It may stop your hair from falling out, but what does it do to a healthy heart? And I've often wondered that, you know, when you have a hair loss product that's, you know, accumulative in your system, what happens to your heart? And there have been really not any scientific studies on that topic with the use of minoxidil for hair loss and heart and adrenal health. There haven't been any. So we're going to take a look at a lot of these things. Here's a quote from Dr. William Pettinger. He's the Journal of Hypertension, who says, of the many vasodilator drugs, minoxidil is a much more potent vasodilator. So this is your hair loss product. And he says it's more potent than your prescription ones. He said it can cause hearing loss, renal retention of sodium, edema, and the need for a diuretic, and it can cause weight gain. It can also cause cardiac enlargement. So there you go. The Rogaine or the minoxidil product now sold under various other names can really cause heart enlargement. Oh. So you got a lot of these 30-somethings with, they think their hair's falling out and they get on this because they're paranoid they're losing their hair, and then all of a sudden they're on blood pressure meds. Well, let's look at the vasomotor center, because there's a part of the human body that medicine refers to as your vasomotor center, and the adrenal glands are affected by vasodilators, and they affect hormones and your central nervous system, which, you know, could explain why a lot of the side effects are listed with these drugs. So according to Dr. Pettinger, he said the vasodilator drugs work differently than other blood pressure medicines, and they increase the risk of acute pulmonary edema or fluid around your heart and lungs. They also increase the risk of tachyarrhythmias or abnormal heart rhythms. Also, myocardial infarction, which is heart attack and death from heart attack, death of the heart muscle, you know, the widow maker, if you will. And Dr. Pettinger urges caution when you use vasodilators. Caution! Side effects. Some people have a natural allergy to a lot of these drugs and they can't use them. So people who have allergies to foods, dyes, preservatives, and other substances may be prohibited from using prescription vasodilators. So if you're taking vasodilators, patients often experience secondary diseases called your side effects. Pregnant women usually run into a lot of problems. If they're taking vasodilators, it causes a lot of blood abnormalities as well as uncontrolled hair growth. Now, in lab animals, the vasodilators cause birth defects. So there have been no scientific studies regarding pregnancy or breastfeeding while you're taking a vasodilator. So the average patient that are on the vasodilator drugs have the following problems: headaches, nausea, bloating, vomiting, diarrhea, loss of appetite, dizziness, angina, which is chest pain or an irregular heartbeat, muscle and joint pain, muscle weakness, numbness, tingling of the extremities, which, you know, somebody may diagnose you with diabetes. Swollen extremities, fever, sore throat, general sick feeling, skin blisters, itching, and flushed skin, increased risk of kidney disease, stroke, heart attack, and heart damage, adrenal tumors, and the drug does not interact very well with other drugs, or even over-the-counter medicines, so be careful there, and also systemic lupus, which is listed as rare. What'd you say, Frank? Huh? Oh, is niacin a vasodilator? Well, it can be, yes. Have you like Googled that? Is niacin a vasodilator? Yep. You didn't? Yeah, it is a vasodilator. It's a well known vasodilator, niacin. Vitamin B, your natural vitamin B. Well, you know what else is a natural vasodilator is hawthornberry. Hawthornberry is a natural dilator as well. So people having some natural alternatives there. Absolutely. And, yeah. What? You said what, Frank? He was just asking, and I love niacin. Yeah, vitamin B. It's good for the nervous system. Your nervous system runs on natural vitamin Bs, so it's good. Well, let's look at using some caution here. Since vasodilators do not mix well with other types of medicines, patients need to exercise caution, you know, taking additional medicine. So if you're on over-the-counter drugs, if you're taking appetite control stuff or cold and flu medicines or asthma medicines or allergy products, either prescribed or over-the-counter, you want to use caution if you're taking a prescription vasodilator. Some of the products will increase or decrease your blood pressure, so be aware of that. Hard to see why so many people end up in ERs, and even the more because they're taking prescribed medicines and your over-the-counter stuff with your dilators, vasodilator drugs. Problem. Here is a quote from the Journal of Hypertension, Dr. William Pettinger. He says, vasodilating antihypertension drugs produce an array of side effects, allergic reactions, and toxicity in varying degrees. They have the potential of creating congestive heart failure, among other serious conditions. Detailed knowledge of these drugs is a prerequisite in order for a doctor to prescribe this to any patient for use. So your doctor has to be really knowledgeable about that stuff. And by the way, there was a confirmation that a couple of people that did start on the Rogaine, which is a vasodilator drug, in their 20s and 30s and wound up being put on heart medicines and congestive heart failure issues. So interesting stuff. This was out of Upjohn Dermatology. They say, in animal studies, minoxidil in large amounts applied as a topical application on skin has caused important heart structure damage. And this kind of damage was not been seen in humans, though. But in the animal studies, that's what it caused. I think nobody looked for it in humans. That's why it wasn't seen there. Nobody was looking for it. So think about your natural solutions to these everyday problems. Really do your research. If you're looking for cardiovascular metabolic strengtheners and herbal formulas, the folks at Apothecary Herbs have a whole area on that. Their hawthorn berries is in there. They have a motherwort for AFib, heart fluttering, arrhythmias, angina, pain, all these things. You have options, and God gave them to you. And all through the Bible, he's saying, use the herbs. Please use the herbs. The power of herbs, God's power. That's what you're getting. And he promised it, and he can't lie. So give the folks at Apothecary Herbs a call at 866-229-3663. Get their free product catalog and be empowered. ThePowerHerbs.com is the web domain. And if you're on there, sign up for the newsletters. And also take advantage of their Herbal Detective Mystery coupon and save. But 866-229-3663, give them a call. I'm out of time. The information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, cure disease. Seek medical advice from a licensed medical physician if you dare before using any product or therapy. And I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Until next time, wish you all to be well.